Well, you may be seated. Welcome to this fast call meeting. And then I was praying this morning by 6 o'clock, and he said, you're not going to get off like that. You're going to have morning meeting too.
Yes, sir. That's
right. So instead of three meetings, it's going to be five meetings.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't turn him down, you know. he the boss.
Yes, sir.
Opening to two scriptures. One is in 2 Kings, and the other one is in Matthew 17. I'm going to read the scriptures. I'm going to have you to say something with me to get you ready for it.
Sir.
There is a certain amount of maturity that has to take place before money cometh works.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, right.
The seed is the training ground.
Yes, sir.
God find out how much you can handle.
Yes, sir.
And still respect
all right.
What he's doing in the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
So that's why the seed came with money coming. I didn't know why fully, but for this meeting he's going to show you why. The seed is an act of financial maturity. As you mature, money will manifest. See, your maturing is saying to God, I can handle it. I don't want to hold it, I want to handle it. And so you will find some things that will cause your finances to increase so fast in these five sections that you're not going to be able to keep up with it. I think you're here because you have a certain amount of maturity in you. And so you just look out for some things that God's going to drop in your spirit. All right, here in 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 4, he's going to talk about the maturing aspect of money coming. It says, and Josiah said to the priests, all the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money, see, talking about money,
yes, sir.
Of one that passes the account.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
The money that every man is set at. He talking about money. And all the money that cometh, now you underline that. All the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord. Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He wasn't talking about money coming in your hand. There's an act of maturity that money must come out of your hand. That you let God know he can handle it. Let me give you, for instance, the rich young ruler couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Right.
I'll give you another one. The rich farmer couldn't handle it.
Yes. Right.
I mean, if you've been reading the Bible, the rich farmer, when his barn got full, he didn't have no respect for God.
Right.
God called him on the carpet.
Yes,
the rich man in Lazarus, the rich man who had that table that the beggar was under, he couldn't handle it. He ended up in hell.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that this is not an immature prophetical word that God has given to the body of Christ, because everybody can't handle it. God loves us too much for that.
Yeah.
That's why he let us stay at broke so long. We finally coming out. Y'all listening?
All right.
The money that cometh into any man's heart to bring in the house of the Lord. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then let's look at verses 9 now. Verse 9 and 10. But Jehoiada, the priest, took a chest and bored a hole in the lid of it and set it beside the altar on the right side as one cometh into the house of the Lord. And the priest that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. And it was so when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king, scribe, and the high priest came up and they put up in bags and told the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they gave the money, being told into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders for the Lord's work that wrought unto the house of the Lord. Now go on to Matthew's. Then we'll stand. I want you to say something because we're talking about maturing now. If I can get you in an arena of understanding beyond the hustling for money in the church, and that you could become free to hear God for yourself,
yes, sir,
and a man won't have to tell you what to do. Because if you don't get the revelation or the insight from God about how to give for yourself, if you get your hand on a lot of money, ask the lottery. You're not going to know what to do with it.
Right.
It will destroy you.
Yeah.
Money will destroy you if you don't know how to handle it.
Right.
All right, let's go over to Matthew now. Matthew 17, verse 24. Now, Peter, prior to reading this, Peter had been growing. In the 16th chapter, he the one got the revelation of the God of Christ.
Yes,
sir. Son of the living God. Then, at the beginning of this chapter, he had an experience on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Yes, sir.
You see, so that's maturing him. He's getting matured because now, in this text, he's going to have to know how to pass the money test.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I think five or six instructions was given him that didn't make no sense at all. We're going to see him walk through it, though.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. We're going to see money cometh prophetically releases money miracles.
Amen.
Money cometh prophetically releases money miracles.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But there's a word I want you to put in there that's going to help you a whole lot. Maturing. This is so important. It's so important. I pause. Maturing. Maturing in the fact that I can handle money.
Yes, sir.
And money is not going to handle me.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, how much money can you handle?
Mm-hmm. Right, no question.
Mm-hmm. How much would it take you to cut God off? See, we when we're sowing like this, it's a growing process.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Oh, my. Before God can afford to sow in you, he the one who gave you the seed.
Yeah. Right.
To train you,
yeah, yeah,
to not live by worldly standard.
Yes, sir. That's good. Come on, apostle.
Yes, sir.
How many of you all ever come to the realization that you can live in unlimited finances?
Wow. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not a fairy tale. It's a reality.
Yes, sir.
So in verse 24 of the 17th chapter, now the first text we read, it kept talking about money, right?
Yes, sir.
But what the money was doing? Going into the house of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So the flow can't be started by words.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The flow functioned by action.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then sowing seed on these altars and stuff, don't stay at the same level.
Uh-huh.
Don't just keep flipping $5 and say, I'm up there.
Right, right, right.
Listen to the Spirit of God,
yes, sir,
so he can get you into a position,
uh-huh,
that he can counsel everything.
Everything. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's Junior telling you about experience. I've experienced, I got people in here have experienced because of money coming.
Yes, sir.
Pastors,
yes, sir,
and members.
Yes, sir.
You'll see why we call this meeting. You probably see tonight.
Yes, sir.
You've learned something already.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You mature in money coming, mm-hmm, not by how much you get, but how much you give.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Wow.
Somebody dead about to be canceled now.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you those words I wrote down to put in your notes. Revelation, impartation. Watch the next word. Application. Very important in maturing. Then application is before manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Then demonstration. Mm-hmm. Then glorification.
Uh-huh.
And then edification. Seven words.
Yes,
seven words. Now, this can't happen in a meeting from a broke preacher.
Yes, right, right.
Because he got to go back and get some stuff himself. He's trying to teach you about prosperity. He broke.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes.
Revelation. Got to have revelation,
yes,
then anointed enough and have enough experience to give impartation. Don't have to worry about how much you're going to give because it don't make no difference.
Right.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Yes.
See, don't. This is not a money holding meeting.
Yes.
A woman who coming and how much they're going to bring. It's not about that. It's about you.
Yes,
it's about me being put in a position to mature you,
yes,
that you can live just like I live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not about being a preacher, because we got a bunch of broke preachers. It's not about being a preacher. It's about having a revelation,
yeah.
Maturing in the things of God, and let God be God.
Yes, sir.
What I say?
Let God be God.
Amen.
So in reading, let me read this text. My goodness. I want you to get that word down, maturing now. Maturing, let's put it this way, maturing in money transaction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Losing all fear about money.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All oppression about money,
yes,
will leave you in this meeting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
You will know how to put pressure on Satan.
Yes, sir.
Every time you stand up to sow in your man of God or sow in somebody else, you're putting pressure on Satan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it came automatically.
Yes, sir.
People give joyfully.
Yeah.
I ain't read no scripture.
Yes, sir.
I ain't told nobody they're going to hell they don't give.
Right.
You probably can make it to heaven without giving, but you're going to get hell on you. Yeah. You go to heaven, but you've been to hell already. So here on this prophetic word from Jesus, he prophesied. Jesus was the first one that prophesied money coming. In this text.
Hallelujah.
Follow me now, Jesus. He was the first one. He prophesied money coming, and then it left an example of how money coming. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Money coming based on if you follow instructions.
Yes, sir.
Peter had to follow instruction, man. And he had to be matured enough to do it.
Yes, sir.
Because the instructions are not always nonsensical.
Right. Uh-huh.
I mean, you got debt, and the Lord tell you, give so much. What?
Yes, sir.
It don't make no sense.
Yes, sir.
That would kept you broke, your senses. You so smart. You hiding some of it. Hide. I'm going to hide this. And nobody will know I got this. I've noticed that people who came into some money, man, they got quiet. And you look at them, they're scary. They're real scary. They thought you were going to say something. Yeah. Ask them for something. They're scary. Finally, some of them left the church. Just left.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't stand the pressure of their money.
Yeah.
All right, let me read. In the 24th verse, and when they were come to Capernaum, they received tribute money, came to Peter, and said, does not your master pay tribute? Everybody got to pay.
Yeah.
Everybody got to pay.
Yeah.
You going to live in this world?
Yeah.
You got to pay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him. Now, I hope that Jesus can prevent you tonight. Prevent you from worrying anymore about your finances.
Yeah.
And that he can give you the solution.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jesus said, I won't talk about that. I got the answer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm about to show you a money miracle.
Yes, sir.
Sometime a little financial pressure come.
Yeah.
For a money miracle to show up.
Yes, sir.
I've had it happen over and over again.
Thank you, Lord.
So I believe your money miracle because you're here is on the way.
Yeah.
Get ready to receive it. See, because you're understanding now. You understand I'm trying to hold back now. I'm trying to hold back. You understand that your maturing factor is coming upon you. You're not a money monger.
Yeah. Right.
You know you have the right to have money.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to give the glory to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So get ready through maturity to receive your money miracle that will bring you off the money system of the world.
Yes, sir.
Recognize after this first night, when the Spirit of God finish, you're going to leave your packing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is maturing that causes manifestation.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Not your mouth.
Yeah.
Because we can say a whole lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. Jesus, I love you, and I'll give you all I got. But when the revelation get there and you yielding to the Spirit of God, he's going to take you someplace.
Yes.
Sit down. Hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody feel unbroke right now? Everybody said, never be broke another day in my life, huh?
Yes, sir.
Say it.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
And when they was coming to Capernaum, in the 24th verse, they received tribute money, came to Peter and said, does not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said to him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, 27 verses powerful.
Yes, sir.
I think you got 5 or 6 instructions in there. Don't worry during the period of the instruction.
Don't worry.
Just follow the instruction.
Yes, sir.
See, that's why people, sometimes they fail about not following the instruction. God made it so wonderful for us with money cometh. I never had to say, I ain't knew nothing about no steps and giving like this. I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I've been in ministry 50 years. I mean, I never seen nothing like this. People just volunteer and give me. I done been to all kinds of churches. I went to churches after church. I'm going to 4 and 5 churches a week sometimes, preaching all. I never seen nothing like this. But every church I went to, it happened.
Yes, sir.
Then he got ministers threatening people. Don't bring no more money to this step. Now, that's a jack. You say the rest of it. Setting God people free. And because he don't have the revelation of it, he may.
Yeah.
That is sad. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook. Instruction. You count how many instruction that is. None of them make no sense. We need money. We don't need no fish. Fish supper. As Baptists, you know, we have them supper. Man come down singing. He wanted to tell me something. One of my old deacons. He said, they had a supper last night and it was selling beer. He walked by my office, you know, in my old church. He wanted me to come out and ask me, you know. They had a supper last night and it was selling liquor. I said, come here, I'm gonna talk to you, son. I said, you talking about our people? He said, yeah. So that shut the supper down forever. I shut it down, no more supper. Because he's trying to raise money, you see.
Right.
I shut it down. He come down the hall sick singing. Notwithstanding, read, go with me on this 27th verse. Listen. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook. Now you see, you a Christian, bro, you're offending people. Uh-huh. It's all offense for you to talk about your great gracious God. He owned everything.
Yeah.
The earth is the Lord. And you can say it too. And the fullness there with your broke self. You see, because you know what? And I'm not holding you for it.
Uh-huh.
I'm holding the pulpit for it.
Yes, sir.
You were not taught properly to recognize that God do not want you broke.
Right.
God wants you
B-L-E-S-S. Yes,
sir. God wants you blessed.
Yes,
blessed in the city, blessed in the field.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you say you're in Darrow.
Yeah.
I'm blessed in Darrow. You might be from Chicago, but I'm blessed in Darrow.
Yes, sir.
God will bless you wherever you are if you follow instructions.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Notwithstanding that we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast an hook. Now, how for you would you have did that? Then the instructions get worse. Take up the fish, all right? That fish cometh up. That money cometh right there. Then he said, when thou open his mouth, they got to open his mouth. Thou shalt find a piece of man no money in that fish. My boy was a fisherman. He never seen no money in the fish. But see, he hadn't matured enough. He had been on the Mount Transfiguration. He knew Jesus can do things out of the ordinary. And that's what we got to learn. A place, take the money, a piece of money, take that, and give unto them for me and thee. All right, stand up. I want you to say something with me. I want to shift you tonight. Shift you these 5 sections. Give away much.
Give away much.
And get more.
And get more.
Money cometh unto me.
Money cometh
unto
me.
Because my Father said it.
Therefore.
There will be no lack.
For preaching the gospel,
nor in my personal affair.
I am not covetous
with the Lord's blessing,
but
I am a covenant partner
with the
plan,
purpose,
and will of God.
God
is
my
source.
God
is
my supplier.
Therefore,
I always
have
more
than enough.
Money is not my master.
Jesus
is my master.
I master and manage my money
according to the will of God.
Money coming.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life. Wait a minute, I gotta get the rest of this. I'm coming out of debt.
I'm going to live financially free.
And have my needs.
And desires met.
And I'm going to help.
Send the gospel
throughout the world.
My father wants me to be wealthy.
I agree with my father.
From this day forward.
I set my heart
to be financially stable
in all my ways.
I'll listen to the word of God.
I'll give.
And I know.
I will receive.
I'll plant.
And I'll expect.
A harvest.
I'll sow.
And I know.
I will reap.
Hallelujah.
Prosperity is mine.
Money cometh.
Did you hear what you said?
Yes.
Now you get the tape and listen to that and make it your own.
Yes.
You may be seated. You may be seated. Now, money coming releases financial miracles or money miracles. You note in Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV. Let's look at that a minute. Money coming releases money miracles. With maturity. The reason, hallelujah, the reason you have not gone further is you're not matured enough.
Yes,
some of y'all have settled down. You sell it. You sell it for what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Because you thought that all you could have.
Wow.
Yep. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. The Lord got a plan in there. Plans to keep you broke as long as I can. To prosper you and not to harm,
uh-huh.
And not to harm you.
Yeah.
Plans to give you hope in the future, isn't it? You saw that?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it.
Yes,
then look at Joshua 1:8. Because I'm about to show you some things about the covenant in the aspect of the supernatural power of God to bring revelation and impartation to your life and application to your life. You'll know how to make it happen. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then for thou shalt make thy way. Who make your way prosper? Now, when I see that, because this word is keep flowing, maturing.
Uh-huh.
You cannot mature without tithe.
Uh-huh.
You don't like church, go to another church and get on out of there. But tithing and offering and sowing your seed.
Yes,
yes,
yes, sir. So important.
Yes, sir.
Now, the covenant platform. Let's find out about the covenant platform of wealth and prosperity. We are empowered for wealth on the platform of the covenant. His covenant. Let's read something. Turn to Genesis 13, verse 14. Now, all of this is based on maturing because we formed that scripture in Matthew 17 where we saw that money miracle, right?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't see. Y'all saw that money miracle?
Yes, sir.
Money in the fish mouth?
Yes, sir.
You saw the instruction that they had to follow?
Yes, sir.
See, people want result without instruction.
Right.
We're not going to happen. You, none of y'all are going to be like that.
No.
You're going to be listening for instruction. Yes, the Holy Ghost will give you instruction for your next move.
Yes, sir.
You obey his instruction.
Yes, sir.
Now, I didn't say go pray about it. I say obey his instruction.
Yes, sir.
You pray and you stay it too long. And the instruction over what time you get through. You ought to pray 3 months about it. I wonder should I do it. Money done got old and withered. You know, you praying so long. See, you think y'all think you'll do everything by praying.
Right.
But you got to follow instruction.
Yes, sir.
Yep. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
You had Genesis 13? Uh-huh. The Lord said to Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up thine eyes. Come on, I want you all to see tonight. Mm-hmm. And look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, and eastward. And come on, and westward. Look every direction. Give me the next verse. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. For the land which thou seest. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
The land which thou seest. If you don't see it, I can't give it to you. You're not going to know how to handle it. Then I will give it into thy seed forever.
Yes.
See, you got to see it. You can't just say money coming.
Right.
You got to see it.
Yes, sir.
That the glory is going to hit you in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
To endorse it.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You got to see it.
You
have to see right now. I'm prophesying over you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're on your way out.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
But you're not on your way out. You're on your way in.
Yes, sir.
Thus said the Lord.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost will back it up.
Yes, sir.
If you yield to him.
Yeah.
You came to this meeting for a reason.
Yes, sir.
I feel his presence.
Yes, sir.
God looking for a situation to do something about.
Yeah.
You're going to leave here anointed and appointed for more.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to leave here wearing it. Because it's being imparted to you. That's why this meeting was called in such a short time.
Yes.
I mean, come on, son. They don't have time to get together around. My staff don't know what's going to happen around here. I said, we're going to have a meeting. That's $1,000 check. My staff don't know what's going to happen around here.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I flow with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Look how fast we call them meeting. You guys got in here, how y'all got in here that fast.
Uh-huh.
Then they tell me you can't have one meeting. I got to preach in the morning. Me and my staff was praying this morning. That's when I made the announcement.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had all my staff to come in and pray. We prayed over the meeting. Praise God.
Praise God.
You may be seated. Listen very carefully because you're about to cross over.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. The Red Sea is about to open.
Yes, sir.
On your finances. Everything been blocking you. You about to walk across the Red Sea. I'm telling you now, I'm about to hit. I'm telling you, it's about to hit.
Yes, sir.
The Red Sea seemed like it was impossible to get by it, but God opened it up, didn't he?
Yes.
All right, I want you to see this because what I'm about to show you now, we talked about maturity, right?
Yes.
All right, write this down. The first thing I tell you, we're empowered for money coming or for wealth on the platform of the covenant, right?
Yes, sir.
Now listen very carefully because this is important. The covenant is not a promise. It is a covenant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
What that mean? The covenant is not a promise.
Yes.
It's two-sided.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, sir. Turn to Deuteronomy 28.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Read the first two verses and hold on.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Deuteronomy 28.
Yes, sir.
Read the first two verses and hold on.
Yes.
You about to go on a trip of your lifetime.
Yes, sir.
Because of maturing. The first two verses has to do with maturing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But then after that, God, turn loose.
Yes, sir.
I bless you in the city. Bless you in the field.
Yeah.
Bless whatever you put your hand on.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's real.
Yes, sir.
That's not a comic book. That's the Lord saying that.
Yes, sir.
So look at the first two verses quickly. So the covenant is not a promise.
Mm.
So prayer is not going to work by itself.
Right? Yes, sir.
What? You know how much praying you've done about money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just look straight ahead. That money almost been your prayer life. Come on, we're going to tell the truth up here tonight. Online, we're going to tell the truth up in here tonight. I know, just praying. Lord, help me, Lord, do this. Write it down. I need this much. Do that. All you got to do this. God, I'm going to show you a secret right now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Man. Everything about to change in your life. And say it with a little rhythm. Everything about to change in my life. Come on. Now, Carlton, how you say it now? Everything about to change. You can't be all stiff. You got to make a little move every now and then.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Notice here, when we talk about the covenant is not a promise, it's a covenant. Mm-hmm. It does not answer to fasting and praying.
Mm-hmm.
It is a covenant.
It's a covenant.
Until you do your part, God is not committed.
Yeah.
Until you do your part in a covenant, God is not committed. So you can't pray a part when he told you to go catch the fish.
Yes, sir.
You will say, let us pray about it. I told you to go throw out the line, catch a fish. I ain't told you nothing about no praying right now.
Right.
Peter could have said, let's have a prayer meeting. No. Jesus said, go out there. Do something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Do it like just like I tell you.
Yeah.
When you catch the fish, there's a piece of money gonna be. Oh man, piece of money gonna be what?
Yeah.
Never seen before.
Never.
Now let me give you a word. You're in too much traffic. A lot of time you get in the traffic, you're following the rest of people.
Right.
You got to get out of all that traffic, and so you can hear God, because 15 may be going left, but God tell you turn right.
Yeah.
I've seen it over and over again, and the numbers, I'm just being nice with the numbers.
Yes, sir.
Came back there, was in the same space. I came back flying, they're still trying to get another car.
Yes, sir.
Come on, son. I came back flying in my own jet, they're trying to get another car.
Yes, sir.
If they'd have followed me and went with me,
it's
$500. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's read these verses. Sit down. I want to read these verses because I don't want you to say you came to a meeting here and didn't get nothing because I'm going to call you a liar. Because now I'm showing you that you got to mature. Money coming is not coming to immature people. You got to make some steps yourself. A covenant is God and you. God always keep his part. He's sitting and waiting on you to trust him more than the news, more than science, more than academics. You hear what I'm saying? Trust my word above all that and just do what I tell you to do. Listen for me when you're praying. Listen for instruction. Stop instructing me. Y'all take scripture and whoop God. But you got to stop and listen so God can give you direct steps to make, and he's not going to make no ABC step. And it's not going to be no 1, 2, 3 step.
Right. So true.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Do I sound like I'm fussing? Well, you lying, and I ain't fussing. I'm preaching. You just get kind of tangled up because I'm hitting some things that you need to do. So you can point your finger at me. I don't know. I ain't understanding me. Girl, you receive anything? Because we're coming home. We're at your house.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're in your conversation.
Yes.
And you're coming out.
Now,
when I say things like that, y'all catch it now because I'm releasing an anointing at those times. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Another day in my life.
The money
just keep on coming.
See? See, we're teaching this with maturity, though, because we're saying that you got a part to play.
Yep.
This is not a game.
Right.
This is not magic. This is revelation.
Yes.
So you got to function in an anointing. How many see that?
Yes, sir.
How many sense now, even many of us were making progress, but how many sense that you're going to make more progress?
Yes, sir.
See? Yes, let me manifest.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts,
yes.
Your words,
yes.
And your steps.
Yes, sir.
Don't get one ahead of the other one.
Yes, sir.
Don't get your word ahead of your thoughts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't get your steps ahead of your words.
Yeah.
They're in order.
Yes, sir.
Don't think broke no more. Don't think I can't pay.
Yeah.
Don't think I can't have.
Yes, sir.
I used to look at stuff and say, I'll be back.
Yes, sir.
And had a quarter in my pocket. I'll be back.
Yeah.
I like you and I'll be back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I went back to all of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No matter what the price was.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yep.
Look at the person next to you. There's absolutely nothing you can't have. Now, in the 28th chapter, if you look at it, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I preached myself happy.
Yes.
Glory to God. See, I made the steps.
Yes, sir.
The maturing step, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I remember, let me tell you about it. I remember Fred Price.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I watched Fred. Fred was outdressing everybody. He was looking more neater. He was driving better, living better.
Yeah.
So I started following him. I was set, how many years, honey? Many years. Many years, huh? And watch him twice a day, many years. I saw him walking the floor teaching his people. And then I got enough money to go to his church. And I was watching. I want to see what was watching. I know Brother Hagin moving the spirit. And I know Fred's following him. So I went to watch Dr. Price at camp meeting. That was an annual meeting my dad had. I went. Sometime we went with our last, all my vacation. I had no vacation. We wasn't going to Florida nowhere. My vacation was camp meeting.
Yes, sir.
For many, many years.
Yes, sir.
And I went to the meeting, and we the preachers were sitting, you know. We were all sitting there, hundreds of preachers. And every year, Fred would get up and go and give a $50,000, put in Brother Hagin's hand. So I'm just sitting there with the rest of the preachers, you know, because we were preaching. But after some years, man, Fred got up one day and the Lord said, get up with him. You ain't got no $50,000, but start following him.
Yes, sir.
I followed him, came to the place I lived just like him.
Yes, sir.
Some other preacher, one preacher tried to join the LTM. He said, man, the man testified, said, I sat right there with Doc and didn't get up.
Uh-huh.
And look where he at and look where I am. Fred was sowing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was manifesting in his life.
Yes, sir.
The other preacher didn't know where they're going. But they're clapping their hand and falling out and all that stuff. You got the sow. You're falling out, they don't get you nothing. Falling out, there's no seed. I learned from Fred Price how to sow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I remember Fred. I asked him when I went to talk with him. I said, Dr. Price, I said, can I see your house? He said, oh, no, I'm busy. I can't do that right now. I said, all right, thank you, sir. Then he sent somebody out to catch us before we got in the car. Said, be here at 2 o'clock. So he took him over to his house. We got out of the car. Now, Fred is real ticky about his stuff. He was real ticky about his stuff. We got out of the car. He said, come here. Sit in this Rolls Royce so you'll know how to drive yours when you get it. Rolls Royce wasn't on my mind. Rolls Royce? I can't even know how to drive this Chevrolet. But I know he was, because Fred don't want you to mess with his stuff.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want him to touch his steering wheel. But the Lord told him. Setting you so you know. And then I was in a meeting many years ago. A man stood up. A man said, we want to buy you a Rolls Royce. How could Fred see that all them years before? You see?
Right.
So when I got it, I knew how to set in it.
Yes.
Tran by Fred Price. Let's read now. Deuteronomy 28:1. So important. For you're about to let the blessing loose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every blessing that had been blocked in your life,
yes,
you're about to release it right now.
Yes, sir.
Every blessing in your life that had been blocked, you got the power.
Yes, sir.
See, you give it power to get well.
Yep.
But by knowing about the maturity, following instruction, because what would you have done if Jesus would have told you, go cast in the line, uh-huh, and the first fish you catch,
uh-huh,
and you've been a professional fisherman, uh-huh, and all them fish you had in the boat, you ain't never saw no money in their mouth.
Uh-huh.
Somebody about to catch the right fish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's an instruction. See, it don't have to be a fish, baby.
Right.
Let me preach to you. It don't. It's instruction. It's something he may tell you do. You get a witness in your spirit and do it, and it come out just like the fish.
Just like the fish. Yes, sir.
All the money is not in the fish mouth. Who up in here hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I sense an anointing.
Yes, sir.
And I sense that since we realizing a covenant cannot work from one side.
Right.
And all the Lord is doing tonight is calling you to listen, to receive your part. Don't worry about him. Every promise he made, everything he said, he gonna do it, but you gotta do your part.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listening for instruction.
Yes.
From him.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Not from them. I don't want to lose y'all, but I'm hearing some words. I got 10 more minutes. I need to preach a little bit, but if I can't hear these words, I don't know if I'm going to keep you. It's about to happen. All your years of faith for this is about to come true. You've been faithful over year after year. But tonight, revelation is about to happen. Your dream, your desire is about to happen. that from the Lord, they give me that. It's about to happen. Tell three people. God Almighty. It's about to happen.
It's about to happen. Glory to God.
Shh. 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 Oh, my pacata la la ba. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, my, my, my. How long you been waiting? How long you been waiting? How many hours of prayer you been praying? Yeah, Lord, come and say it's about to happen. One little revelation, one little revelation, one little activation is about to happen. We walk by faith and not by sight. What's about to happen? My house about to be paid off. My business about to be paid off. Everything about to happen. I'm in an atmosphere for it to happen. The glory of God is on me right now. I think I'll go ahead and take a shout right now. I'll shout. I'll shout like it already. I'll shout. I'll shout. I'll shout. Money coming to me now. Two more times. Third time, I want you to dance and shout. That's the way he gave it to me. You know enough about it now for it to manifest in your life that there's a maturing factor with it. There's a part God play, but there's a part you have to play. Money coming does not work without money flowing. Are you ready? Money coming to me now. That's prophetic. You also told me I'm 77 now. At 87, I'm going to give you some fresh revelation.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, I hear the Spirit of God saying, it's not about to happen. It's happening now. Come on, go ahead and receive it, man. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I'm so happy for you.
I've been here long.
I've been doing this a long time, but I'm so happy. I see the light. And seeing our lifestyle glorified God.
Yes, sir.
God told me, yesterday, get that car to go out and drive it. You pull to drive it. I got in that G-Wagon, just drive me it all the time. It's just, I like that noise, you know. So tomorrow I got to drive the other car tomorrow. He told me to drive that car. Yeah, I want that car driven. Then he said, park it in the yard. Don't put it in the garage.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all scary Christian.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
I just follow instruction, me.
Yes, sir.
You don't just have to expect up in you tonight. You need to respect revelation and anointing, and that you're in a setting that is imparting to you what it takes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My son will come and he'll receive an offering. Because the Apostle Paul begged a church pardon.
Right.
Yeah. He said, I did you wrong.
That's right.
I was the tent maker. I was doing everything and didn't let you do what you're supposed to do. That's why you're behind.
Yeah.
I have no alternative motive to have these meetings.
Yes.
I could be sitting down in my rocker right now.
Yes, sir.
But I'm assigned by God to do what he tell me to do.
Yes, sir.
Then I could have easily went for the 3 nights. Then God told me, no, you're going to have morning teaching too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
People come from out of town and they can get more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then I don't tell them what's going to happen here this week.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
How many of y'all been helped tonight?
Yes.
So you see, let me talk a little more. The covenant is God's part and your part.
Yes, sir.
God always carry out his part.
Always.
He's waiting on you to carry out your part.
Yes.
The Father's well pleased tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because he wants you as his child. See, a lot of y'all love God. You're living right. You're doing everything. You just haven't got there where you're supposed to be at. Stop looking at that little Mickey Mouse job and know all that little Mickey Mouse job is supposed to do is give you seeds. Y'all are supposed to be walking in the apostolic and the prophetic. Wherever you're at.
Well, yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Don't be saying I'm never going to be broke another day in my life and thinking broke.
Right.
You look at your wallet and your point and say, stop lying to me.
Stop lying, yeah. Yes, sir.
You can't stay like this.
Right.
Salute. I've been to a prophetic meeting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some prophetic manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Let me just read. I ain't got 400. I'll get back on it. Come on, get your Bible. Let's read these two verses before we close.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 28.
Yes, sir.
Don't be rushing me. Y'all can rush them little broke preachers. I done passed all them broke tests.
Yes, sir.
I passed every broke test they had.
Yes, sir.
I broke in the morning, broke at noontime, and broke at night. Went to sleep and still broke. So don't tell me about being broke. I done passed the broke test, brother.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 28:2, because it's very important. We might take up there, but and it shall come to pass, if thou shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now that's what Peter did.
Yes, right.
To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. See, there's a commandment. It's a command.
Yes, sir.
That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. His voice talking to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Let's read one or two. Blessed should I be in the city. Watch, this is my part now. Yes. Blessed should I be in Darrow.
Yes, sir.
Blessed should be the, you know, I got in traffic jam coming down Darrow today. And I said, what is this? All these cars, where are these people coming from? In Darrow, I used to come in and didn't see no one or two cars. I got in a circle, got tied up, people coming around, and then they finna build another circle. Well, I do get on and just drive. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You don't have to hold the wheel, just drive. Ain't nobody coming. I tell you what I'm not going to do. I ain't buying one of them cars drive itself. I'm going to hold that wheel myself. You crazy enough to get in the car and point the button and go to sleep? it's coming. And some of y'all are so lazy, y'all want, I'll just rest myself. All right. Let me close. Maturing is the ways of God. Is the first step of money coming.
Yes, sir.
If you refuse to mature in your revelation of God's ways, money coming will not work for you. Peter had been maturing in revelation. That's why he was able to follow through. We'll take up another aspect in the morning. Probably get back to this tomorrow night. Lift your hand and praise God. What I supposed to do? I ain't made the last pull. That's the pull, that boy. And we're supposed to shout too.
Yes, sir.
Shout about what? Shout like you're out. Shout like you're where you are, where you want to be. The Lord watching you now. These words are from God. This is not a man-made word. These words are from God. And anywhere in the world we go, even now my sons and daughters, it happened the same way.
Yes, sir.
People get set free.
Yes, sir.
Stupidity think that people being tricked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You the one been tricking them. So with them suppers and men day and women day and your day and groundhog day and everybody day. Them day wasn't for none of y'all, it's for money.
Yep.
Money coming to me now. Shout about it. Shout about it. Shout about it. Shout like it happens to you. Shout, shout, shout. You know what? Hold up. I see some of y'all not shout. All this preaching I've done up in here, I want everybody shout. Shout! Woo! All this preaching I've done up, you gonna stand there and look at me. Everybody shout. Everybody give him praise. Everybody give him glory. Hallelujah. I said something. That's it.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Shout again.
Hallelujah.
Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Shout like you're out of debt. Shout like I'm in need, man. Shout like all your bills paid. Shout. Hey, hey, hallelujah. Thank God. Father, free at last. Free at last. Good God Almighty. Free at last.
Hallelujah.